This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Facebook's organic search powers have been delivering the company more and more data on users and giving users more data themselves. This week, the company made a big change, though, and it might be yet another challenge to competitors. The company now says its search function will include all of the information displayed in public posts. 2 trillion of them. That's a change from giving you results just from pages or people you're more directly connected with. Tom Stocky is the vice president of search at Facebook. Tom, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Good to talk to you.
How big of a change is this?
I mean, the main thing that people think of when they think of Facebook search is searching for people. And so what this is doing is allowing you to search over all of the posts on Facebook. And there's more than 2 trillion posts that we have in our index. But now you can actually search over all of the stories, perspectives, experiences that other people have shared publicly on Facebook.
Is this designed more as a challenge to Google or a challenge to Twitter?
I think the content that's on Facebook is pretty unique.
But hey, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Are we talking about real-time news? Are we talking about deeper search?
The thing we've optimized this for now is around real time. So this is about things that are happening right now in the world so that you can dive in and see what your friends have shared, but also, you know, what other people have shared about this. So this is very targeted at the trending news use case.
Okay, so the answer is Twitter. Tell me what you're excited to see this particular tool do for people in the U.S. because it's rolling out to English speakers, right?
Right. It's rolling out on Android, iPhone, and desktop in U.S. English. What I'm excited is to have people actually think of Facebook as a place to find out about something particular in the world. So today, most people go in and they kind of see whatever is in their newsfeed. But this is a chance, like, if they heard about something from their friends or they heard about something that's happening in the world, they can go in and search for that and then get a kind of the full picture of what's happening and what to think about it.
Is this going to be a challenge when it comes to making a bunch of people realize all of a sudden that their posts are public and not private?
It's really important to us that people understand, you know, the controls they do have for deciding what audience their posts can be seen by and understanding how that shows up in different places. So we've actually made a bunch of proactive efforts. And we even have it so that if you are sharing publicly and you've decided you don't want to do that, with a single button, you can go back and change all of your previous posts to be friends only.
Tom Stocky, VP of Search at Facebook. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you.